Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
In the Gospel reading, we have the reference to the Ten Commandments. And of course, the Ten Commandments are summarized by the two great commandments of love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, and soul, and strength, and love thy neighbor as thyself. But the Ten Commandments expound on exactly what that means. And today I'd like to talk about the third commandment. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. As with all the Ten Commandments, there are obvious meanings of the commandment, and then there are less obvious but nevertheless true implications that those commandments have. The most obvious meaning of it is the careless or profane use of the name of God. The Jews, in fact, became so concerned about this because they knew that God did not hold people guiltless for being irreverent in the use of their names that they essentially ceased to even use the name of God, and they only referred to it as either Adonai, the Lord, or the name, or their various other ways that they talk about God without using his name because they were so fearful to use his name in a disrespectful way. St. Tikhon of Zadansk, whose memory we celebrate today, says this: pronounce the name of God and make mention of it with total respect, fear, and reverence, and only then and there, when and where it is necessary. For the name of God is holy and fearsome, and anyone mention it disrespectfully sins gravely. And so give respect to God's name as unto God himself. We get so used to talking about God, and people curse with his name, and that's something that no Christian should do without realizing that they've sinned and immediately repenting. And it's a habit that people get into that we should break. But also, joking about holy things or to use God's name in a flippant way is something that we definitely need to break ourselves of that habit and to repent before God for having done so. But another thing is when we use the name of God in an oath. Christ said that we should not swear oaths. When the fathers interpret this, because there are other places in the scripture where it talks about an oath, and of course in the Sermon on the Mount, Christ very often was hyperbolic in his statements. What they say is that what Christ was talking about was the kind of flippant oaths that people would make. You know, may the Lord smite me if, you know, or God is my witness if, and they would just be talking about some mundane thing. But the fathers say this does not prohibit solemn oaths, for example, in a court of law, or when you join the military, when you make an oath. Those kinds of oaths are not forbidden. But if we make those kinds of oaths, those oaths have to be taken seriously, because in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 12, it says, and you shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shalt thou profane the name of the Lord thy God, I am the Lord. So if we make an oath, when we do actually make one of those solemn oaths, it's an oath that we need to be very careful to fill. Another way that we profane the name of the Lord is when we're careless in our prayer. And of course, all of us struggle from time to time with being inattentive in our prayers. But that's the reason why we need to check ourselves and to bring ourselves back to the prayers. Just to some extent, that's something that most of us are probably never going to be able to break entirely. And it's one of those sins that we would call an unwillful sin. In other words, we don't intentionally stop paying attention. But nevertheless, we need to try to put forth as much effort as we can to try to pay attention. But if we pray in a very careless way, very cavalierly, without any intention of even paying attention to what it is that we're praying, then that's an intentional sin. And that's a much more serious thing. But another way that we profane the name of the Lord is by calling ourselves Christians and not living a life that's consistent with that. Because people know who we are. They know that we go to church. They know that we claim to be Christians. And yet when they see our lives, do they see something that's inconsistent with that? Because even unbelievers know a few things about Christians, and they know that Christians are not supposed to behave in certain ways. And so when we fail to live up to what it means to be a Christian, and other people mock Christianity or mock faith because they look at us and they say, well, I can't be true because look at so-and-so, that's us being guilty of causing other people to sin. In the prophets it says, for the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. And we need to take great care that we not be guilty of causing other people to blaspheme the name of God by our lifestyle. On the other hand, the name of the Lord is a very great benefit to us if we approach it and use that name in a reverent way. Proverbs 18, verse 10 says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe." When we use the name of the Lord, the name of something gives us a connection to that thing that we name. And there's a really good book by Metropolitan College Dos Ware called The Power of the Name. And one of the things that he talks about in that book is that the name of Jesus, if you just focus on the name of Jesus, it becomes so intense, if you're a believer, that it's almost hard to bear. And that's one of the reasons why the Jesus Prayer mentions the name of Jesus, but also couches it in the form of a prayer for God's mercy and forgiveness for our sins, because it would be too much for us to just say the name of Jesus over and over again. But nevertheless, the Jesus Prayer is a source of great spiritual strength if we approach it reverently, if we approach it in the right manner. It's a weapon against the devil. The fathers talk about it as a scourge against the demons. It can be used in any circumstance. If we're tempted, if we're struggling, if we're fearful, whatever the case may be, when we call upon the name of the Lord, particularly in the Jesus Prayer, it's a great strength, a great source of strength to us in any difficulty. St. Ignaty Brancheninov says this: "The name of our Lord Jesus Christ is a divine name. The power and effect of that name are divine, omnipotent, and salvific, and transcend our ability to comprehend it. With faith, therefore, with confidence and sincerity, and with great piety and fear, ought we to proceed to the doing of the great work of God, which God has entrusted to us, to train ourselves in prayer by using the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as the prophet Joel says in chapter 2, verse 32, and it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." If we call upon the name of the Lord sincerely and reverently, it's a source of salvation. But if we use the name of the Lord in a profane way, if we cause other people to blaspheme because of our lack of piety, then it's a source of our damnation. So let it be for our salvation. Amen.